First and foremost, I had the weapon because of very serious and very credible threats that were found to be against myself and my family by virtue of the job I was doing. Those threats were deemed credible by the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Marshal's office. So basically, we were issued, I was encouraged strongly as part of a total security package to have a weapon with me at all times and secure it when it wasn't on my person. And that's exactly what I did. It was secured in my vehicle, in the locked vehicle, and the vehicle was broken into and the gun was stolen. And obviously what happened afterwards was terrible. The gun was not used to kill anybody, but it was brought to a scene where other guns were used to kill somebody. So that's what happened. There is a detailed evaluation of what happened with respect to the situation by the Department of Justice, and I was not disciplined or any wrongdoing of any sort was found by me. I think everyone can always look back on the situation and say they could have done this or that better, but the bottom line is that was found to have no wrongdoing, and I think that's pretty much it. I think one of the most important parts of the story, something didn't report, is that despite the tremendous threats I'm under on a regular basis as a prosecutor over 20 years doing major organized crime cases and going after the most violent criminals in Syracuse especially, I never backed down. I kept fighting for it and I kept doing it, even when at times my family's safety was an issue. And I think that should be part of the narrative, and unfortunately that wasn't today in the paper.
As far as John, you already, according to the paper, had permission for a concealed weapon. In that article. And I'm just wondering, obviously, I'm sure that was the case. And they mentioned that the gun was stored away, or they mentioned that the gun was stored in your truck. And I'm wondering if the gun was stored away from view in your truck.
It was definitely stored inside a briefcase underneath my seat out of view as I wanted to make sure that it was in as safe a position as possible. And don't forget, I was going into a meeting at a church through my wife and I were together for our participation in the Onondaga County Foster Parent Program. And it was a truck, so the porch was no trunk, so I had to put it under the seat out of view.
So it was okay to store it there in the first place, it sounds like.
That's correct.
And because of this article, I'm just wondering, in what I've just learned from you, do you consider their reporting on the side of defamation of character in any way?
Well, I think that's for the public to decide. I'm not going to get into that. I'm a big boy. I understand that campaigns are going to have these type of unfair things in them. And I'm just going to, we just have to live with them and make sure that people understand the full story. And